Blog Talk Radio.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. You've been trying to fill the same old holes inside. When there's a better life, there's a better life.
If you got pain,
he's a pain taker. If you feel lost,
he's a way maker.
Search for the light of day in the dead of night. We all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We all run with things we know just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life.
Everyone, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Mr. Larry White. Mr. Larry White is a recovered narcissist. This should be an interesting show. I'd like to hear what he has to say myself. And I'm also going to give you the definition of narcissist. Narcissist personality is a disorder, or they call it NPD. It's a personality, it's not necessarily a mental condition in which people, it's a kind of like a mental condition in which people have an inflated sense of their own importance, a deep need for excessive attention and admiration. They usually have troubled relationships and lack of empathy for others. How are you doing this morning, Mr. White?
I'm doing great. I am indeed. Let me give you a little... help you with that definition. It's basically it comes out of the family situation. It develops by problems with the family, and what it really is a person who views themselves as the most important thing in the world, so that they end up with characteristics of grandiosity, a fantasy of power, being special, demand for admiration, sense of entitlement, exploitation of others, and perhaps most important, a lack of empathy and envy of others, or suspicion and arrogance. And there's 9 characteristics in the DSM-5, which is a diagnostic statistical book on psychiatric disorders. And if a person has all 9 characteristics, they're considered to have a disorder. Most people, particularly people in show business or politics or business, have some characteristics of narcissists, because it's really it's positive. You just have a few characteristics, but a total spread like that is considered a disorder. So that's what it's all about. The other comment I would make to begin with here is that it's very unusual for someone to get over it. And the only reason that I was able to, most people who have NPD, narcissistic personality disorder, they are so into themselves that they can't imagine that there would be anything wrong with them. Therefore they would never see themselves as failing. And narcissism is kind of like some other things where you really have to hit bottom before you can see that there's a problem and deal with it. So that's a long answer, but that's basically the definition.
You wrote a book, Confessions of a Zen Narcissist. Could you explain me what did you go through as a narcissist, and how did you come to where you are now with healing?
Sure, I'll explain it. I had been a narcissist for all my life. In my case, I mean, I was very hard to get along with, but I really wasn't very, I wasn't successful. And my wife finally confronted me and said, you know, I think you're a narcissist. And she was in therapy at the time with a therapist, and she had explained to this therapist that she thought I was narcissistic. And so the therapist wanted to see me, and she met me, and apparently she agreed. She told my wife not to confront me, because that would just make for a bad relationship and wouldn't do any good. Well, my wife did it anyway, and I was able to recognize immediately that I really was a narcissist. But that was an intellectual thing. It took me a lot of years to finally be able to drop the manifestation of narcissism. And for me, I did it through practicing Zen Buddhism. I think other people would do it through Christianity, but there's two things. You've got to come to an intellectual understanding that you're a narcissist, which most narcissists will never do. And the second thing then is that you have to be able to drop those characteristics. And I think the only way to do it is through a spiritual path. And for most people in America, that's going to be Christianity. And so you're really going to have to come to giving up that illusion of self and ego, probably through a Christian path. Now, you may be able to do it through psychotherapy, but I've never heard of it happening.
Okay. So you had a lot of bad relationships.
Well,
same thing.
Yeah, it's very hard for a narcissist is going to be in control or try to be. I had a lot of problems with authority. I had a lot of problems with anger. I had no understanding of empathy whatsoever. I had no compassion. And some people can just be a pain in the ass and get along with it and make that work. But I couldn't. I was great at a job interview, but I was really bad at making the job happen. And much of the time, I was a director of treatment programs. I directed alcohol programs and drug programs, and my last real job was as a chief executive officer in a psychiatric hospital. And it's a long haul. And I jokingly have said that I'm the only surviving recovering narcissist, and that's probably not true, but nobody's come along and said, "Hey, me too." There are very few people out there who were diagnosed with that disease, with that disorder, who dropped it.
And you said politicians and actors and actresses have it. Some of them have it too.
Say that again.
You're saying that politicians and actresses and actors could have it too?
Well, I think we have a very famous narcissist in our midst these days, but
you're talking about President Trump, aren't you?
Well, I don't think we probably ought to do that, but yeah, he Well, let's put it this way. His niece wrote a book called her name is Mary Trump, and she is a PhD psychologist who has a right to an opinion, and that was her opinion. And so based on some of my experience, it looks to me like there are some similarities, but I'm not qualified to make diagnoses. But the New York Times, several other magazines, and certainly Mary Trump in her book came to that conclusion. Yes.
Okay.
If she's right, and I suspect she is, then that is a really strong example of what the disorder is like. And then you can't imagine a person with that kind of personality recognizing that they have a problem. And so it's very unusual for a person who really is a narcissist to come to a point where they feel that they have a problem or they reach bottom. That's why it's so unusual. Most people who have that disorder are going to be like people we have met or like people that Mary Trump has talked about that are very strong personalities, but they're not going to admit to any failure.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah, it makes sense. They don't have any empathy for other people. Could you explain that? They break up with somebody. Let's say a narcissist is in a relationship and they cut the relationship off and blame the other person for everything. Is that typical of a narcissist?
I'm sure that's typical of lots of different kinds of personality disorders, but yes, I think it is. The empathy thing is very interesting because I had no empathy. I didn't understand even as a child and growing up as an adolescent, I never could understand what empathy was. My father used to give me a whole lot of trouble about it. I didn't know how to love, and I didn't care about other people, and I just didn't understand it. It was kind of like trying to explain red to a colorblind person, and I think that's typical. That's typical of people with narcissistic personality disorder, that they simply have no understanding of what empathy and compassion is all about, and that makes it very hard to live with other people.
So are you still married to your wife?
She died 4 years ago, but we were married for 43 years, and we had a very, very good relationship. I'm sure I never would have been able to get over the NPD without her help. She was very,
okay.
Very, very, very helpful to me.
That's wonderful that you had a wife that loved you and cared about you enough to stay with you and work through it with you.
Crucial. It wouldn't have happened without that help.
Did you lose a job? Any jobs?
Sure. I would usually lose a job after about a year. I quit some and several of them I just got fired from because I wasn't producing. As an administrator. As a chief executive officer of a hospital, I really wasn't very successful.
That was a good job, a great job.
Those are good jobs, but you've got to be able to get in and make it happen if you're going to keep the job.
You not get along with the employees underneath you that were below you on the job scale? What was it?
I don't understand that. What on the job scale?
Were you not able to get along with the other employees? Who you were in charge of?
I was able to get along with other employees. I think the major problem that got me fired was that I didn't get along with authority. I didn't get along with my boss, and I wasn't a good company player, and. The other thing was that I simply didn't get out there and make it happen. I mean, I didn't do the administrative job effectively in terms of filling the hospital with people and making sure that they were paid and all that sort of stuff. I just wasn't effective as the chief executive officer.
Okay. All right. So What has your life been like? I know you have a wife. Do you have any children?
Yes, yes, I do. I have a son who has a family and lives in California. And I have a daughter who has a family and lives in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And they're both very successful. My daughter works for the Social Security Administration, and my son out in California is a is in the automobile sales business. So, and they all have children, and they have successful families.
That's wonderful. So, how did Zen Buddhism help you?
How did Zen help me?
Yes, Zen Buddhism.
Well, Zen Buddhism it involves a lot of meditation, and it's a philosophy of an approach of which basically the thing that's important about it is it deals with the whole problem of self, and helps people to come to a realization that their sense of a separate self or ego is an illusion. And it's hard to describe it to some person, but it involves a meditation and coming to an insight that that their sense of self-importance is really an illusion. And and that was very, very helpful to me. That was pretty crucial to me, and I was able to have an experience realizing that. And so I think that kind of that a spiritual path, whether it's probably most people in America are not going to choose to Buddhism, but I did, and I got introduced to Buddhism when I was in college, and I continued to practice it. But I think that the same kind of insights regarding the illusion of self is very possible through Christianity, and that's a much more sensible approach for Americans, because there's a group that can support you, and there's good leadership that can help you. But I think that a Christian path is important if you're going to. Let's put it this way. You can come to an intellectual if you're fortunate and are not very successful. You can come to, in other words, if you hit bottom, you can come to an intellectual realization that you're a narcissist. You can read the nine characteristics and you say, yeah, that's me. Okay, but that's just the beginning. At that point then, okay, you've had a life of whatever it is, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of practice of living that way. How do you drop all those characteristics, that strong attachment to an illusion of self? How do you do that? Well, I think the way you do that is you get involved in a religious group that helps you come to the recognition that strong self-awareness is not helpful. It's getting in your way of your relationship to God, and you can drop that. And I'm not suggesting that anybody go out and become a Zen Buddhist. I am suggesting that if you grew up a Christian, that you remain a Christian, but that you get active in your Christianity and deal with the whole illusion of self. And that's very much very possible and very much a part of Christian practice. And so that's how I would recommend people deal with it if they get to that position.
Okay. So, Mr. Larry White, under the author Confessions of a Zen Narcissist, you have a website, therecoveringnarcissist.org. I have some questions. You said there are nine personality disorders. If you have all nine, then you are a narcissist.
Well, the definition of a narcissist is in the DSM-5, the diagnostic statistical manual for mental disorders. And in my book, there's a number of quotations that define what a narcissist is. So what is your question exactly?
This is, I want to make sure I understand it. Narcissism is a mental illness. Is it a personality disorder?
Narcissism is a personality trait. And many, many people have a narcissistic trait. But in excess, with the way it's defined in the DSM-5, there are nine characteristics that make up the definition of a narcissist, and most people have one or two, you know, if any. But if you have all more than five of those, then it's considered that you have a personality disorder. And
are there a lot of people with statistics with any statistics that you have read that have all nine other traits?
I don't understand the question. Tell me again.
Are there any people that you know of that have all nine other traits?
Oh, that's a very good question. No, not personally. I have known some people. I had a doctor working for me who was very clearly that, and I've certainly observed people, public people in the news and on television and everything, who appear to have that. But no, I haven't any close friends who have that. I don't think that most people who have those characteristics are going to have very many close friends.
Now, you were married 43 years. I've been doing research on narcissism and narcissists. What I've come to find out is they usually can't stay in a relationship.
They usually stay in a relationship or don't stay?
You did for 43 years.
Well, I was married to a person for 10 years. I divorced. And then I stayed with my second wife for 43 years. That's right. Yes, you're correct. That's unusual. That's unusual. I think if you were to do a historical study of it, you'd find that most people with NPD, narcissistic personality disorder, would have a number of marriages, and a long marriage would probably be very unusual. That's correct.
My understanding of the narcissist is that they can hurt people.
I think it's
where the lack of empathy comes in at.
Well, I think it's important to understand that there's some disorders in which people are really actively trying to hurt other people. I don't think if a person just has a narcissistic personality disorder and nothing else, no other personality disorders in addition, I don't think you're going to find that they're going to consciously try to hurt somebody.
Break up with someone and blame them for all of the problems in the relationship and walk away.
That's going to happen. That they're going to walk away, or their wife is going to get fed up with living with them and try and divorce them. But I don't think you're going to find that that kind of person is going to actively go out and try and hurt other people.
Not hurt, but
Psychologically.
But yeah.
They're very much oriented to themselves, and it's as though nobody else on the planet exists except themselves. So in many ways it's a very selfish kind of disorder. There's a lot of people out there who are therapists and psychiatrists who are treating them, or treating people who have narcissistic tendencies. I think you'd not find that very many people are treating people who are diagnosed with NPD, because they're not going to want to come to treatment. People who have to live with or work with a narcissist, a narcissist with a personality disorder, often are in therapy. So you have a lot of therapists who are dealing with the phenomenon of narcissism, but they're either people who don't have a full disorder, or people who have to work with somebody who has a full disorder. But somebody who is accurately diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder is probably never going to get into therapy or treatment, because just of the nature of the thing, they don't think there's anything wrong with them.
Okay. And he said Miss Mary Trump was a psychologist with a PhD, that she was just Mr. Trump's niece.
That's right, his niece.
That she wrote in her book that he was this?
Yes, she did.
All right, that would explain something. So how are you doing? You're a disciple. Who are you a disciple of? Zen Buddhism.
Oh, I'm a disciple of a Zen Buddhist master named Jeff Shore. He's an American who lives in Japan, and he comes to the United States for retreats once a year. I hope he's going to be able to make it this year. And I meet with and I have some other friends whom we meet once a week and have a group meditation. So there's other people that are Zen Buddhists that I relate to here, but my teacher, my master is Jeff Shore.
Well, you have a business, Larry White Associates, or LWA. What is your business about?
My business is we're recruiters, and we find we take contracts from hospitals.
Go ahead, sir.
We take contracts from hospitals and clinics, and find them people like they need nurse managers or finance people or chief financial officers or chief executive officers, and we find them candidates. So we're a recruiting company.
You're recruiting. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. This has been an interesting conversation. We have 15 more minutes left, even though it just said 60 seconds. We have 15 more minutes. So are narcissists usually men or women? Do you know?
Yes, I do know. They're predominantly men. There are women, but it's predominantly men.
Okay. All right. So, have you ever broke someone's heart and not cared?
Have I ever what?
Broke someone's heart and not cared.
I still didn't understand what you're asking me.
I'm asking you, when you were a narcissist, have you ever broke somebody's heart and not felt any empathy?
Yes, definitely. Yes, I did. I think that was true for my first wife. I think that she was very much in love with me, and I just walked away from it. I think I hurt her. I don't think I'm not aware of it happening more than that once, but that definitely happened. Look, one of the things I think in this few time that we have left, let me summarize a couple of things here. First of all, most if people get to know somebody who's a narcissist, you can't. None of us who are not therapist, and I'm certainly not a therapist, really are able to diagnose it. But if you're in therapy and your therapist beats your husband and diagnoses him as with a narcissistic personality disorder, then it's safe to say that this person is never going to seek treatment, because it's very rare for somebody with that diagnosis to seek treatment. So the question then is, what do you need to know about this person if you have to live with, if you're married to a narcissist, or if you're working with one? And I think that the things that are important to know is that the narcissist doesn't know that he's a narcissist. He's just functioning in what he thinks is a normal way, and his view of the world is distorted because he sees everything related to himself, but he's not aware of it. And he's not out to hurt anybody else. I mean, he may hurt them accidentally, but he's not as though he had a kind of a disorder where he is going to get pleasure out of hurting somebody else. He's just doing his thing, but he's doing it from an extremely egotistical point of view. And is defined by those characteristics which I've been talking about. So the best you can do if you're living with one is to understand that he is the way he is. He's not going to change. But you may be able to the only way that you're going to be able to properly live with him and enjoy and get along with it is to be very understanding and yourself very empathetic, but not expect empathy back in return. And I think there are other kinds of disorders that are much more destructive in some ways, whether somebody is aggressively trying to be hurt somebody else. And I really doubt that that is a characteristic of NPD. So, but I think if a person is in a relationship with and they think that they can change the person, or they think that they are going to help him get over it, I think that's probably a mistaken understanding. And that's probably going to result in a lot of frustration. So I think one is going to have to accept it. Now, if the person begins to have self-doubt, which is very unusual for an NPD, but if they begin to really have self-doubt and hit bottom, then there's an opportunity for change. But there again, it's not something that a spouse can do. It's something that a psychologist is going to have to do.
Okay. The Mayo Clinic has symptoms and signs of narcissistic personality disorder. Severity of symptoms may vary. People with the disorder can have an exaggerated sense of self-importance, of a sense of entitlement, and require constant excessive admiration. Expect to be recognized as superior even without achievements awarded, exaggerate achievements and talents, be preoccupied with fantasies about success, power, brilliance, beauty, or the perfect mate, believe they are superior and can only associate with equally special people, monopolize conversations, belittle or look down on people they perceive as inferior, expect special favors, questioning compliance with their expectations, take advantage of others to get what they want, have an ability or willingness to recognize the needs and feelings of others, be envious of others, lead others, envy them, behave in an arrogant or haughty manner, becoming a cause is conceited, boastful, and pretentious, insist on having the best of everything, for instance, the best car or office.
Yep, that's it.
They have trouble...
That's a very good definition, and that's the same definition as those are the same nine characteristics that I read to you, but they put it in a little more detail, which is very helpful.
Yes, sir.
And if a person has those characteristics, or five of those characteristics, at least five, then they have that disorder, and it's not likely to change. As you read that, they're going to create pain in people that care for them, but they're not creating the pain on purpose. There are other kinds of problems where people actually get pleasure out of hurting somebody. I don't think that's true for a narcissist, but it's a very difficult personality disorder because the person just thinks that they're absolutely right and they've got all the answers and there's no empathy in the relationship. So, yeah, that Mayo Clinic definition is very, very sound. That's a good one.
Yes, it's mayoclinic.com. It says, at the same time, people with narcissistic personality disorders have trouble handling anything they perceive as criticism.
That's
they
true.
Can become impatient or angry when they don't receive special treatment, have significant interpersonal problems, easily feel slighted, react with rage or contempt, and try to belittle the other person or make themselves appear superior, have difficulty regulating emotions and behavior, experience major problems dealing with stress and adapting to change, feel depressed and moody because they fall short of perfection, have secret feelings of insecurity, shame, vulnerability, and humiliation.
And it also says it could be genetic, inherited characteristics.
Characteristics?
Yes, that's what it said. Narcissistic personality disorder may be linked to environment, genetics, and neurobiology. Environment is mismatches in parent-child relationships with either excessive adoration or excessive criticism that is poorly attuned to the child's experience, genetics, inherited characteristics, neurobiology, the connection between the brain and behavior and thinking.
Well, I'm sure that's right. They've studied it. They know it. I have not studied it. I just experienced it, and maybe my experience can be helpful to other people, and maybe it can't.
It will be. Your experience is helpful, sir. I was just reading from the Mayo Online Clinic of what they said about it, and of course it's copyrighted.
What they said about it is right on. There's no question about it. That's a very excellent and comprehensive discussion of the whole disorder. That's right.
Okay. So it says the complication to be relationship difficulties, problems at work or school. I believe you mentioned your job as a hospital administrator, depression and anxiety, physical health problems, drug or alcohol issues, suicidal thoughts or behavior.
Right. There's a range of symptoms and manifestations. One person isn't going to have all of those, but that's the definition of the disorder. That's a very good definition.
All right. So, is there anything else you would like to talk about, sir?
I don't think so. I think the only thing that I have to offer really is to just explain what it's like to be in that situation, and I think that the lack of empathy is very important, and I think it'd be hard for people, normal people, to realize that somebody just could not understand what empathy is all about. And that would be a very difficult thing to live with. And the other thing I think I would say is that a person who has this disorder doesn't know that he has it, is not going to admit that he has it. If you confronted him and said you have it, in most cases there would be a lots of denial. So if those kinds of comments are helpful, that's good. I hope they are. But
I hope they are helpful to someone also, sir.
So I wrote this book because I just needed to write it for myself. And I think that if you want to read the book, it's available on Amazon. If you have Amazon Prime, it's free on Kindle, and you can get it and read it. And I think it's accurate as to what it was like for an individual to have that experience over a period of decades. And if that's interesting to people, it's available.
So how did you feel, and how do you feel now, having recovered from it?
Oh, it's like night and day. It's a whole different world. I look back on my life, and I wish that I had felt the way I do now back then. There's so many things I could have done better and different, and because it's a night and day difference. I can't imagine a more dramatic difference between the way that I am now and the way I was before I was able to drop all the characteristics of NPD. So it's a tremendous difference. And people who know me as the transition was taking place were very aware of the differences.
Okay. I'm glad you recovered.
Thank you
so much.
Keep
recovering, and you keep helping people, Mr. Larry White. Keep helping people.
Thank you for inviting me to talk to your people, and I hope that
that's great empathy.
Helpful to somebody.
Coming on this show was empathy too, because you probably helped someone.
Well, I hope that if somebody reads my book and they have questions, they can find my phone number and email address in the front of the book, and I would be happy to talk to them or write to them.
Okay, but you don't want me to give your phone number out, am I correct?
No, that's okay. It's in the, I put it in the book.
Okay.
So
all right.
No, my phone number, because of my business, it's also my business phone number, and it's all over the internet. It's not a secret. So,
oh, okay.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind people knowing what it is.
It's number I have is 318-613-8929. 318-613-8929. And he's
the
author.
The only thing I would say is this. If you want to talk to me about it, don't talk to me about it until you've read the book. And I'm not going to make anything on it. As I say, you can get the book for free, or if you don't have Prime, I think it's going to cost you $2.95 for Kindle. So we're not talking about my trying to make money here. But if you want to talk about it, read it first, because there's not really nothing much to talk about until you've got that behind you. But if you've read the book and you think I can be helpful to you in discussing some aspect of it, I will be happy to talk to you.
And the book is on Amazon Prime, Confession of a Zen, Z-E-N, Narcissist.
That's correct.
The website is the recoveringnarcissist.org. And it's talking about narcissistic personality disorder. It's written by Mr. Larry White. So any of you who want to buy the book, he says it's $2.95 on Kindle. It's a book worth reading. If you know someone who you suspect has narcissism or who is a narcissist, this would be a great book for you to learn more. And I'm happy for Mr. Larry White that he recovered.
Well,
all right.
I guess that says it all. So.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. White, for gracing the show with your presence.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for inviting me.
You're welcome,
have,
sir.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
To know you better. See you kinda busy, so I guess I'll send a letter. If the letter don't work, then I guess I'll approach it. If you can't socialize, I guess I'll coach you. Cause gymming is far from the average knucklehead. I don't wanna spend most of my time in bed, but in case I have to get hard, I get hard like lead. And the proof is in the pudding, that's what my mom said.
And as you did,
I just wanna be. Girl, I just wanna be.